You are listening to Haunted Meat.
Haunted Meat. Haunting your meats from the inside with your ghost.
A show about fitness, wellness, and health for strange and unusual people.
I myself am strange and unusual people.
I am your host, Melanie Black.
And I am also your host, Melanie Black.
Today we will be talking about muscle hypertrophy.
Ah, getting the muscles larger. Strength with bigger muscles, not just stronger muscles, but also larger muscles. How to get swole, how to increase size of your muscle meats. Let's talk about that.
Muscle hypertrophy.
Hypertrophy, getting those muscles larger, bigger, stronger. Getting
hypertrophy.
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 Hyper.
Hypertrophy.
Larger.
H-Y-P.
E-R.
E-R. T-R-O.
P-H-Y. Yeah. That's
muscle
the stuff.
Hypertrophy.
That's what we're going to be talking
yes.
about today. So, muscle hypertrophy,
yes.
how do
muscle
we do it?
Muscle hypertrophy involves an increase in size of skeletal muscle.
Right, the muscles attached to your skeleton, that is. Not like your heart. That's a different
what
kind of muscle.
What do you like about muscle hypertrophy?
I like that it makes you look sexy. I think it makes you look good. Have some shape to your muscles, regardless of
like,
your body fat.
I don't want to like get too bulky.
Well, yeah, you don't have
get
to.
Too big.
You can do strength training.
I just like, want to be strong, but not big.
Yeah, you can do strength training without muscle hypertrophy, but muscle hypertrophy is super fun, so that's what we're going to talk about today, is getting not only stronger, but also larger.
Strength training or resistance training brings about the neural and muscular adaptations which increase the capacity of an athlete to exert
more
force
capacity
through voluntary muscle contraction.
Yes, all the force. May the force be with you. To be
strength
able to move
training
things.
Brings about neural and muscular adaptations which increase the capacity of an athlete to exert force.
Neural, that's the brain, right? So mind-body connection, it's a real thing. It's not just talk.
After an initial period in which neuromuscular adaptation dominates, muscular hypertrophy is observed.
Right, so the neurological adaptations happen
right.
first.
So usually the first 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, about 6 weeks.
Somebody is going to increase their neurological connections between the brain and the muscle tissue.
Right, so they'll get stronger, but they won't get bigger yet. After that, they start to get bigger.
That's where size and muscle tissue begins to increase.
Yeah. If you're training the way for it, yeah. If you're training the right way, it's not going to increase if you're just doing the same thing over and over again. You got to progressively overload it.
Things that contribute to
yeah.
hypertrophy.
Besides strength training or strength training, what are
yes.
we talking about?
Anaerobic training.
Anaerobic training, not
aerobic.
Aerobic
exercise.
Right. Not aerobic exercise. Anaerobic exercise.
Anaerobic exercise is physical exercise intense enough to cause lactate to form.
Right. To get that muscle burn going.
Lactates.
Lactic acid. Yeah. Yeah. Get that burn. That feel of going to failure when you're doing the hard and heavy strength training. When you feel your muscles on fire.
Lower intensity, longer duration exercise generally does not result in effective tissue hypertrophy.
Right, you can't cardio your way.
Endurance athletes enhance storage of fats and carbohydrates within their muscles, as well as neurovascularization.
Neurovascularization is circulation, better circulation from the cardio.
Neurovascularization is the natural formation of new blood vessels, usually in the form of functional microvascular networks.
Microvascular networks. Yes, so there's lots of good reasons to do cardio training, but it's not going to make your muscles bigger. We
functional
do
functional microvascular networks.
Right. We like the circulation.
Better circulation.
Right. So better circulation is a good
reason
to do that.
Cardio gives you better circulation.
But we want the...
Strength training increases the capacity to exert force.
Yes. Stronger equals more force. So that's good. But you, if you want the hypertrophy...
You can increase the capacity to exert force without increasing muscle size.
Right. But then to get to the muscle size...
If you want to increase muscle size...
8 to 12 reps.
Hypertrophy...
8 to 12 reps to
yes.
failure. That's a good rep range.
Best course of action is...
Definitely go heavy. Definitely go as much as you can.
Progressive strength training.
All the progressive strength
progressive
training.
Progressive strength training. Progressive overload.
Yes. You want to lift more every time.
Progressive overload is a strategy of progressively increasing resistance of repetitions over successive bouts of exercise.
Right. In so much as you can.
Increasing resistance or repetitions over successive bouts of exercise.
So you can't just stay the same. You got to make it more as you go. And 8 to 12 reps to failure is the
and
classic range.
A high level of effort.
High level of effort. Right.
High level of effort.
If it gets too easy, you got to go heavier. That's the thing. You can't just stay the same. It has to be progressive more every time. That's what we're talking about with progressive overload principle. That's making your muscles stronger and getting you the hypertrophies. Yes. Hypertrophy, 8 to 12
progressive
reps to failure.
Strategy of progressively increasing resistance repetitions over successive bouts in order to maintain a high level of effort is one of the fundamental principles of strength training strongly associated with muscle hypertrophy.
Fundamental. You have to do it.
Yes.
There's no way around it. Can't go over it. Can't go around it.
Other factors include biological factors, nutrition, and training variables.
Gotta go through it. Gotta lift heavy stuff and eat the right foods. Gotta eat enough protein. Protein is super duper important because that's what your muscles are made out of. That's where your muscle meats come from, is the proteins.
Right. So. Protein consumption is a one. Most bodybuilders recommend something along the lines of 1 gram per kilogram of lean body weight, or
so your body weight, basically.
Yes, 1 gram per kilogram.
No.
1 gram per
2 kilograms.
2 kilograms.
Right.
Of lean body weight, or 1 gram
per pound
of body
yes.
weight, which is almost the same thing because a pound is 2.2 kilograms.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. In any case, take your body weight.
Your desired body weight.
Like what your lean weight is if you're not already lean. I don't mean lean body mass, but lean body weight. In other words, if you're in the desirable range that you want to be in body fat percentage wise, how much do you weigh? And then do that in grams of protein.
So
it's
like
an easy one.
If I want to weigh 130 pounds, I'm doing 130 grams of protein, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a simple way to think about it anyways. Without all the math, without all the extra math going into it.
8 to 12 reps to failure.
That is the range we want.
8 to 12 reps to failure.
For
failure.
Hypertrophy. Failure is winning for hypertrophy
failure
training.
Failure is winning.
Yes.
In bodybuilding.
In bodybuilding, when we're building up the body, we want to fail. There's deep, deep life lessons wrapped up in that idea right there.
Lift heavy things.
Lift heavy things.
Lift heavier things every time you go to the gym.
Mentally and physically. All the time.
Lift them for multiple repetitions.
Over and over. Practice.
Repetition. And over again.
Yes. Do the thing. Do the thing, do the thing. And then do more things. That is how we get the larger muscles. More is more when it comes to bodybuilding. So yes, go to failure, do it again and again and again. That is your life lesson, not only for building up those muscles, but also for life.